This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now once again with Gloucester Mayor Greg Virga from the Mayor's Office. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And you?
So far, so good.
All right. We actually, as we record this, we actually have a pretty nice spring day going on outside here in Cape Ann. Well, Mr. Mayor, a lot of news coming out of Gloucester, especially with the budget and other stuff, but why don't we start there, because we actually had a news a story in our morning news about the Gloucester budget. You are speaking before City Hall, I believe, tonight, before the City Council, so bring us up to date.
Sure. So the budget works. It's the mayor's budget until I literally hand the budget book over to the City Council, which will happen tonight, and then it becomes the City Council's budget. So tonight I will present the what is approximately a $140.4 million proposed budget for fiscal 25. So I'll present that to the City Council at their meeting tonight, which I believe starts at 6:30, and go over the highlights, and then this should be just a one-item agenda. They'll accept it, and they'll start their process of having meetings with the departments and with their budget and finance committee. And ultimately, a new balanced budget has to be voted on by the council by June 30th.
All right. In your opinion, what's the good news about the budget?
Well, it's not as rosy as it's been over the last few years. The state's been very generous because they've had quite a bit of revenues over the last few years, even through COVID, and it was reflected in what came down to the cities and towns. But the revenues at the city for several months were lower than expected, with the exception of April, which was, I believe, $1 billion more than they had anticipated. Not yet enough to say that we've turned the corner. But where we stand now is the governor presented her budget months ago. The House voted their budget a few weeks ago, and the Senate budget, I believe, should be out today, or at least some of the highlights. So the House did a little better than the governor on some of the local aid, as far as we're statewide, that is, as far as we're concerned. We gained in some areas on local aid and lost in other areas, so we're pretty much where we were between the governor and the House budget. The Senate may kick up some numbers, which would be helpful, but we're working with the numbers we had in hand before the House started their work, and we were looking at a 2.6% increase in local revenues, which was about $3.5 million, through some, work with Connor McCorkle, our interim CFO. We're looking at a $6.4 million increase in revenues. But a lot of that is coming from just one instance, for instance, is the parking meter revenue. Over the last three or so years, my first couple of years in office, we were not really enforcing meters, kiosks, because we had no faith in them. But we started enforcing last year, and it's required to pay the kiosks. So the revenue on that is up significantly over what had been budgeted and actual over the last couple of years. So examples like that, we were able to feel pretty confident about those new numbers. But also, as we went forward with the budget, people say, well, if there's this huge increase, then things aren't as bad. But, well, as numbers came in for other expenses, it sort of balanced out the good with the bad. For instance, the insurance came in about 10%, at 10%, which is about $600,000, which is a little higher than we had budgeted in the early versions of the budget. So, we've got $2.2 million in fixed costs. That includes things like workers' comp, life insurance, just our debt service, as I mentioned, health insurance. And then we have to pay for the Essex Tech up in Middleton. And then, obviously, the big part of our budget is contractually obligated pay increases. And we settled most of the contracts during my last current term, and they range from like 2.5% to 4.5%. So even though we had more money in our revised projections, we also found new costs that we had to cover. Out of that 6.4, 1.75 from that new growth is going to the school department. But in addition to that, we're using one-time money from either ARPA or stabilization funds to the tune of $3 million to keep the schools as whole as we can. And then the balance of about 2.4 will go to the rest of the city government, which also includes in 2024's fiscal year, about $22 million of our budget goes to school-related expenses that aren't on the school department's budget, things like custodians, building maintenance. So we feel a little bit better about the budget than we did a week or so ago, but that still leaves about $1.7 million we had to cut from the city side, and the school department still has about $2 million in a gap that they need to address before a budget is finalized. So, and the school department will be voting tomorrow night, the school committee, to vote to send a budget to public hearing.
Mm-hmm. All righty, let's switch gears. One of your projects that you have been working on since you became mayor, has to do with the city's projected comprehensive plan. You've had a lot of public meetings and a lot of information out. What's the update on that, please?
Sure. So there was a public meeting on Saturday, and you know, I got some feedback that people didn't know about it, or a person didn't know about it. But you know, it was a big story in the newspaper, in the Gloucester Times. It was on our city website and on our city Facebook pages. So, you know, I would urge people, if they go to the city's main page at the very top, you'll see a comprehensive plan and a big red button. If you click that link, you can sign up for emails so you won't miss out on future meetings. But this is something I've been talking about since I first started running for mayor back in 2021, that it was time to update our master plan, which is from 2000, the year 2000. So it's long overdue for update. And this process has been going on for several months. I think it kicked off last September officially with our consultant, and the consultant has been doing quite a bit of work and outreach. We've had well over 3,000 participants last time I checked. I think it's probably much higher now, either through meetings or taking part in the online survey or other methods. So this is a roughly 30,000 person population here in Gloucester, and we need many thousand people to participate, because this will be our blueprint for the next decade or more. So I just urge people to stay tuned in to what's going on, and take part in it.
I don't see how anybody could miss it, because it's, as you mentioned, it's in the paper, it's in social media, there are signs out everywhere. So I urge people to participate in that as well, and we'll try to promote that as much as we can. Mr. Mayor, before we go to the beach, hot topic everywhere, I think, in every community is the zoning issue coming from the state, the mandate, and so on. What's the latest on the zoning possibilities in Gloucester?
Okay, so the several names it goes by, MBTA zoning, multi-family zoning, 3A law, whichever definition you choose to use, that's what we're doing. And it is there are still some people who insist it's not, but it is, without a doubt, a mandate from the Commonwealth, and we are required to do it. And we have been working very hard on it. We do have a consultant we've brought on board, because this is basically new territory for us. It's the requirements from the state are pretty vague, but we know we have to come into compliance, full compliance, by the last day of this calendar year, December 31st. And it will ultimately find its way to the city council, who will take the votes and hold the public hearings on any proposed changes. So our consultant is going to be meeting in groups of two with the city council members, and give them, it's an opportunity for them to ask questions. It's just an educational opportunity, because this is, as I said, it's a big one, and there's a difference of opinion about whether or not it's required. I think the Attorney General and the Governor made it pretty clear that it is indeed required. We know that the town of Milton is already being sued. Another town at their town meeting voted no, and they have to still be in compliance by the end of the year, so they haven't officially been sued by the Commonwealth yet. But if the Milton suit, which I believe hits the skipping right to the Supreme Judicial Court in September, if through some miracle they prevail, the town, then the city can decide, you know, how we want to proceed from there if it's proven that it is not required. I have a feeling it's going to go the other way. I think that the Attorney General and the Governor have done their homework. So we have to continue down the road working towards compliance, because we can't wait till September to see what happens in court, because then we'll only have a few months to get our plan in place. So, you know, it's, as I've said from day one, I don't think it's a great plan. I'm not a big fan of one size fits all, but we do need to be in compliance. And as a, for instance, just last week we submitted some applications for interest in the state's one-stop program, which basically compiles several grant opportunities. And we put in for things like St. Peter's Park and the Harbor Walk, marinas that need work, I-4C-2 marina, bulkhead, site readiness on the land side for I-4C-2, much-needed sewer and water line work on Gloucester Avenue, the upper Gloucester Ave toward BOMCO. And then, of course, the big one that we've been talking about for many months here is the sewer plant that we are mandated to rebuild or to build a secondary treatment plant, and it's a $200-plus million project. These grant opportunities through this one-stop are all grants we would not even be eligible to apply for if we're not in compliance this time next year. So it's and these are tens of millions of dollars on the line for the city of Gloucester. So just to make it clear, these aren't empty threats. When Milton voted no on the ballot, because it passed a town meeting, but then they had a ballot question, it failed, 3A, they were in line for $148,000 for a grant that the governor withdrew. So this is serious business. So we have to comply with the law, and it's best that we work on zoning amendments that both comply, but also, to the best of our ability, fit the needs and wants of the city. Otherwise, I believe these towns that just say no are going to have zoning amendments handed to them by the state and say, here's your new zoning, live with it.
All right, let's lighten up a little bit, Mr. Mayor. It's coming up on beach season. There's been a lot of work around Good Harbor Beach, both on the beach and on the road. On Main Street in Gloucester, it's starting to look really good. The street has been torn up for a couple of years now due to work on gas lines, I believe. But it's all coming into focus now. So bring us up to speed on what the plan is for beach parking and so on.
Great. Well, I'm glad we can end on a high note, because the last few times we spoke, it was not as positive. But anyway, today actually feels like we can see the summer coming. We really haven't had both sunshine and warmth at any for any extended time for a while. So, yes, let's talk right about beach stickers, everybody's favorite topic. Beach stickers are available online now. If you can go on to the city's website and order it. Next week, you can come in person to the first floor conference room at City Hall to get your sticker. On Memorial Day, that's when the stickers are required. There's usually a grace period if you have, like, last year's beach sticker, but you don't want to wait. Get your sticker now. We've had very good luck over the last 3 years with our beach reservation system. We've had a new vendor last year. They're back this year, and we're pretty excited about it. So, make sure you get your sticker. Enjoy the beaches. The road work continues. Main Street has been quite a situation for the last year or more because of the gas line work, but that should be complete this week. New paving, Western Ave down on the waterside near the fisherman statue, that's been done. Lots of work continuing over in East Gloucester, should be wrapping up on Mount Pleasant Ave and some of the side streets. So we continue. One of the good things about to keep in mind, even though the budget is a little less fun than previous years, we have so far maintained the increase in the pothole budget that we upped when I got here. It was about a $60,000 line item, and we upped it to about $300,000, and that's still in this year's budget. So, and we want to put some money into parks, because we've upgraded parks and created new parks, and we'll be creating another new park at the old East Gloucester school site. So we're still able to keep these investments in our open spaces, and hopefully we the locals and visitors alike will be here this summer to enjoy them.
All right, that's Gloucester Mayor Greg Virgo with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.